The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our weekday podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Thursday, the 14th of November. In your Squeeze today, some stories of kindness out of disaster. An NT police officer is charged with murder. The Me Too documentary caught in a privacy breach. And how to get rid of hiccups. This is your Squeeze today. Fourth day in a row on bushfires, Claire, and as predicted, the focus was on Queensland yesterday with those high temperatures and winds.
It was a pretty dangerous day in Queensland. There's still more than 80 fires burning there. Towns were evacuated in the Bundaberg area on the Sunshine Coast, also near Toowoomba and Gympie. Noosa's North Shore was particularly dangerous. Also, the pilot of a water bombing chopper was very lucky to walk away with minor injuries after a very heavy landing near Toowoomba.
In New South Wales, 70 fires continue to burn. The number of homes lost to fires since Friday was raised to 350 of those on Tuesday. And given it's been a tough week of news, let's round this out with some stories of kindness coming out of the bushfires. I really like the note that was posted to Facebook by Peter from the New South Wales Mid-North Coast. He returned to his home this week and found the handwritten note from firefighters. It reads, "It was a pleasure to save your house. Sorry we could not save your sheds. P.S. We owe you milk."
It's good that they've got a good sense of humour, even in those really difficult conditions. Also, really lovely stories of people coming out with food and water and just taking care of those firefighters.
Yeah, absolutely. Down to Victoria, and Cardinal George Pell has been thrown a lifeline of sorts. His appeal application has been sent to the High Court. Some technicalities on this one, Claire. What does this mean for Pell?
It seems that what it actually means is that his appeal will be heard, but what the High Court has done is sent his application to the full bench of the court to consider hearing it before it's actually heard. But what legal experts say is that'll probably all happen just in the one process and probably play out in March 2020. Pell's legal team are said to be considering applying for bail, which is something that they're able to do. And church watchers said that Pope Francis would probably still delay taking any action against Pell. He still retains that title of cardinal.
Until all that's sorted, though, he does remain in jail. To the NT now, and on Saturday evening last week, Kumanjai Walker from the remote Northern Territory town of Yuendamu was shot dead by police. Since then, there's been uproar from the community, protests outside the Territory Parliament and in Canberra, calling for an investigation into his death. Now a police officer has been charged with murder.
Constable Zachary Rolfe, who's a 28-year-old officer, he's a former army soldier who has fought in Afghanistan and won bravery awards, has been charged with that murder. There's been a lot of contention since that shooting on Saturday about how police handled that situation. Walker's family and the community members were very angry given that there's been not a lot of information and also a real lack of medical resources in that town to deal with a situation like that. Medical staff had actually been pulled out of the community just that day because of safety concerns.
Plenty more detail on that story in the Squeeze Today email. And in South Australia, five-time Paralympic gold medalist Kieran Modra has been killed in a cycling accident.
He was someone who was very well regarded by para athletics. And he had competed not just in cycling, but also in track and field and in swimming. He was vision impaired since birth. He went on to win at the highest levels.
He was struck by a car yesterday morning while cycling near Gawler, north of Adelaide. The ABC is in strife after distributing to media a preview version of a documentary about the Me Too movement in Australia. Titled Silent No More, it disclosed the identities and stories of rape and domestic violence victims without their consent.
Yeah, and they didn't even know that a documentary was being made. Mm. Their accounts had been sent by those women to journalist Tracy Spicer, who is the centre of that documentary, and apparently their accounts, the notes that that they had sent over Facebook Messenger and other platforms has somehow made it into that documentary, as you say, without their consent and without their knowledge. It's understood that that documentary will air later this month, but I guess we'll wait and see in light of this.
An updated version, of course. And Spicer, for her part, says she's gutted. She's apologised deeply and unreservedly to those affected. And for the ABC's part, they've blamed human error for uploading the wrong version of the doco. To world politics, and Donald Trump has sat down with Turkish President Erdogan. They've met at the White House. A big one, given all that's gone down between them in recent months, Claire.
The US and Turkey have been very strong allies for a really long time. But of course, that was all thrown up in the air when Donald Trump announced that American troops would withdraw from northeastern Syria, and that left the Syrian Kurds exposed, with Turkey and Erdogan's military wanting to push them from their border. That caused quite a bit of crankiness between those two leaders. But having Erdogan in the US with offers of generous trade deals and a lot of backslapping, perhaps that relationship is back on track.
We have a squeeze shortcuts out on what went down in relation to the Syrian Kurds, if that's of interest. And on that note, our next squeeze shortcuts is out today. And off the back of an idea from a few keen listeners, we have our first world leaders shortcut. For this one, we focused on some of the strongman leaders who are in the news a lot. So we're talking the President of Turkey, Erdogan, President Bolsonaro of Brazil, and Prime Minister Modi from India. We take you through who they are, how they came to power, and what their main objectives are. Search for shortcuts in your podcast app or head to our website for that. A message now from Australian Mushrooms, Claire. As we head towards summer, when it comes to food, it's salad and barbecue season.
And it's a zoodle and mushroom salad that's caught our eye.
For the less experienced chef, zoodles are zucchini noodles. I had to Google that one.
That's right. And it's just a matter of turning that zucchini into noodles, which is actually really easy. And then you roast some mushrooms, add some cherry tomatoes and some capers, and throw it all in a bowl.
A bit of olive oil, a bit of basil, and you're away. As always, a link to that recipe is available via the Squeeze Today email in your episode notes or via their website, australianmushrooms.com.au. Finally, one of the most irritating and baffling things that happens to all of us is getting the hiccups. I think it's just so weird. So lucky we have scientists looking into why.
Researchers reckon that as babies, the muscular contraction actually helps babies learn how to regulate their breathing and to work out how to breathe voluntarily. So yeah, it actually has a...
So what about the rest of
us? Well, for the rest of us, it's just annoying. No, I think it actually sort of is some brain pathway back to previous experiences, but I do have a cure for them. And it's worked for me forever.
Oh, tell us, please.
You close your eyes, you think of a shape, and then you think of its colour, and then you just focus on it for a little bit and your hiccups are gone.
Okay, I'll try that next time. I don't know. I'm not convinced. We'll see.
It works every time.
It's just forgetting about them and then all of a sudden they're gone. It's such a weird thing. What's the email subject line?
I've gone for Go West, We Close Our Eyes. There's a lyric from that saying, heroes never give in to the night, which of course is our RFS and other firefighters. They've been going for night after night, getting those fires under control. But we close our eyes. That's what you do with the hiccups.
There we go. Jump into the Squeeze Today email for more news and links. We also have a promotion running, which means that if you click on the Invite Friends button at the bottom of the email and refer someone to subscribe, you'll go in the draw to win a Sparrow Designs bag worth nearly $600. And the person you sign up will get a bag too. It's a win-win. That's all from us today. Check out Squeeze Shortcuts, of course, and we'll chat to you tomorrow. The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesqueeze.com.au.